Welcome to Cloud Cover. My name's Nick Harris, and today I'm joined by...
Chris Reisner.
And...
Elia DiMaggio.
And what do you do, Elia?
I'm a PM in the Witness Azure Notification Hub team.
Yep, and now you're actually a long-term guest of the show, so this is another week where you've come back talking about this. And today we don't have any news because we're pre-recording this one a little bit earlier because there's some studio renovations going on. But Elia, what are you going to show us today?
So today we're going to basically talk about geotargeting.
Okay.
With Notifications Hub. So first, let's just start by saying what is Notification Hub. Notification Hubs is a Windows Azure service that allows you to send push notifications to mobile devices. Mm-hmm. We support Windows 8, Windows Phone, Android, and iOS.
Okay.
Cross-platform, broadcast at high scale. Mm-hmm. We do power the Bing News app, which is installed in all the Windows 8 apps, Windows 8 machines, and mm-hmm. also all the Bing apps on the Windows phones. That is a pretty big scale, and you can basically use that using Notification Hubs for your app.
Okay.
And just so you can see, a couple weeks ago, Ilio actually did another video on Notification Hubs that kind of gives you a little bit more detail on how it works, a little different from what we'll be covering today.
This is true. We talked about cross-platform. Today, we assume that we will jump right into the geotargeting part without bothering too much about the Notification Hub specific part.
Okay, so definitely worth watching if you haven't watched last, a couple weeks back, the episode with this handsome man on the show, and this week's geotagging. So what kind of scenarios would people be building for this? Like what kind of apps would use this?
Yeah, so basically I have here prepared this little slide on various geotargeting scenarios. This is because there are many scenarios, and the techniques and the tools that you have to use to implement those vary wildly. It depends not only by platform, but also on the kind of things that you want to do. Basically, I have here like two axes. You see the geographical accuracy at the bottom and the temporal accuracy. Mm-hmm. Basically, in some cases, like contextual reminders, things like when you walk in a store, something has to happen. You need to be accurate both in a geographical way. You actually have to recognize things in a few hundred feet degrees distance. And also temporally, you actually want to send the reminder as soon as that those things happen.
So like if I walk in the grocery store, I probably want to get reminded to get the milk right then, because 10 minutes later, I'm already gone.
Or it could be used for marketing scenarios too, right, where it could be a store could be advertising that their store has specials on XYZ.
You could give like coupons to people that are waiting in line or all these sort of things. Very contextual, important. On the other side of the spectrum are things that are more geotargeting for marketing purposes, where basically you just want to know people that live in a general area. So you might want to target people that live in the in the San Francisco area when there's like a new concert that's coming. The thing is that what happens is that you do not really care the exact building they're in. You also do not care in which hour they were in the San Francisco area, because you just want to target people that are usually in that area.
Okay.
So those scenarios are scenarios with low geographical accuracy and low temporal accuracy. Today, that's what we will be talking about.
Okay, excellent. And you're going to show us how to build something that does this, right?
Correct.
Awesome. You've got 10 minutes.
Of course.
You've got
25 minutes. Plenty of time.
It will not be very long. Basically, what we will do, the general idea is to use the Notification Hub tags feature.
Okay.
What we will do, the device is going to find its location using platform specific APIs. All the platforms support that, and then you have basically latitude and longitude.
Right.
That's usually not very useful. So what we do with that is that we use a reverse geocoding service.
Bing Turn that has into one an address.
Yeah. Exactly. That is basically the process that goes from latitude longitude to an address and things that we can recognize. So postal code. Locality or city, county, state, and country. These, of course, are the American-centric terms, mm-hmm. but this works for all the world. Those are actually mm-hmm. called Administrative District 1 or Administrative District 2. So that is okay. In the sample, I will show the American-centric nomenclature, but okay. if you were doing like a worldwide app, do not be scared by that. It actually works in yep. all the world.
Right.
So first, this is the Windows Azure portal. I just want to point to the Notification Hub's mm-hmm. service page where there is the getting started that we start from. So today we will show this with Windows Phone 8. This yep. is because last time I was here, I showed all other platforms except Windows Phone.
Right.
This time we're going to show Windows Phone. So in here, you're going to find the tutorial on how to enable a platform to receive notifications with Notification Hub.
Okay.
In order to do this, you have to create a Notification Hub inside the Windows Azure Management Portal. Mm-hmm. So you go under Service Bus, and then in New, Up Services, Service Bus, you can create a new Notification Hub. Mm-hmm. I already created one that is in this particular namespace, and I have one Notification Hub that is called Location.
Right.
This one is in here for people unfamiliar. You can see various telemetry options, what happened, and also you can configure it, and in this case you see that I enabled the Windows Phone push notifications.
Mm-hmm.
So following that tutorial, we do not have the time to go through all those motions. I basically created here. This in my application launching method,
mm-hmm.
I implemented what my get started told me to. Okay. I create a new instance of the Notification Hub with my specific device key, which is here.
All right.
And I ask a channel to the Windows Phone. Mm-hmm. And then when my channel URI is updated, I register to the hub.
Right.
In this case, there are no tags, no idea of the location. I'm mm-hmm. just registering for generic broadcast notifications.
Okay.
At the same time, this is an app that supports geolocation. So what does it do is that in this other page, we instantiate a geolocator class,
mm-hmm.
and we basically register an event handler with position change. What happens here is that every time the position changes,
mm-hmm.
I get an event, and I basically know my latitude and longitude. After that happens, I'm going to call, this is a REST call to the Bing APIs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use, this is the format, is really, really very easy. By the way, in order to register for the Bing APIs, you have to go on this portal. You mm-hmm. look for Bing Maps APIs. There are location services.
Yep.
You have to register. It's free for development purposes.
Right. And it gives you a key, right?
And it gives you a key.
Okay.
So once I have the key, I mm-hmm. pasted my key inside this code, and basically I wire it up right
yep.
here.
Okay.
So I have latitude, longitude, key. This brings me back a big JSON with my postal code, locality, admin district, 1 and 2, which are state and county,
mm-hmm.
or depending on the country of the world, the two different districts, mm-hmm. and the country region. So let's see what this app does. Now we're going to start the app.
Okay.
We're starting the emulator, and mm-hmm. and we'll see that basically we can point where the emulator is.
Okay.
And when the location is going to pop out, I'm going to the app is going to contact the Bing service
mm-hmm.
to do the reverse geocoding.
Okay.
So in here, we see that this is exactly what happened.
Yep.
The geolocator came back with latitude and longitude,
mm-hmm.
and we reverse geocoded on using the Bing APIs where this is. The great thing is that we can point now the emulator to another location. let's take New York, for instance. And what is going to happen is that the geolocator is going to update latitude and longitude, mm-hmm. and then the Bing API is going to
return back your address.
Turn back the address. We see here that the zip code is 10011,
okay, cool.
New York, United States. So now what we're going to do with this, we want to take this this information mm-hmm. and put them in tags inside the notification hub.
Okay.
So what we're going to do here, in my code, here I parse the JSON from the Bing APIs. Mm-hmm. And in here, just before updating my, first I have to stop the app, just before updating my UI, what I'm going to do, I'm going to update a static variable that I have in my app object.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to call a method that's called register for notifications with address.
Okay.
Now, what does this do? This is very, very simple. Of course, if the channel URI has not been initialized, it doesn't mm-hmm. do anything.
Okay.
But if that is the case, it creates tags with this specific format. Postal code, column, and my postal
okay.
code, and everything like that for locality, county, state, and country.
Mm.
Now, what happens is that sometimes, like we saw, not all those values mm-hmm. are populated. So you actually have to make sure that that value has been returned by the mm-hmm. by the geocoding. Also, tags do not support spaces in them.
Right.
So in here, we make sure that we do not have spaces.
Yep.
Now, if I changed location, so the first time I registered for postal code, you know, when we were in Washington, and then I registered for the one in New York, what happens to the old one?
Well, in this case, you will just override it.
Okay.
So if you wanted to keep track of like different locations, like the last two locations or the last three locations, what you should do, you should actually memorize these things on your client and basically register multiple tag, mm-hmm. postal code underscore old or underscore previous. And then basically what you could do, you could basically send to everybody that have been in a certain place or by using basically this old mm-hmm. Tag.
Great.
So how does it register those tags now? Can you show us the line of code
yes.
for that?
So we do all the tags, and at yep. the end, it basically uses the same hub
okay.
object that we created yep. using following the get started mm-hmm. for hub. And then in addition to the channel URI, yep. we actually add the tags.
Okay.
Now there is another thing. One thing that we want to do when we start is that we want to make sure here that every time we start, we do not mm-hmm. override all the tags that we already have.
Yep.
So in order to do this, we actually need to memorize the address.
Mm-hmm.
So the address in the app is actually stored in the local storage of the app, the last yeah. known address.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do here, when we're about to register for this channel URI, we cannot just call this, because basically this will override all our tags that we have mm-hmm. with none. We're going to yeah. lose everything. So in here, we're just going to do something very easy. We're going to say if address is null, we're going to register for just for the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
However, if this is not the case, what we want to do, we basically are going to call the same method. We basically want to make mm-hmm. sure that we recreate mm-hmm. all the sorry, this is not an async method. Recreate all the tags.
Right.
So now that this is done, let's make sure that this is what's happening. So we're starting the app again. As soon as we enable our location,
mm-hmm.
we have here our register for notification with address. Postal code is there. and we're going to register for the tag that's postal code column 10011. And then at the end, we're going to register with my set of tags, which, by the way, we can here see. We we're going to have four tags: postal code, locality New York, state NY, and country United States.
Okay.
Now that we're registered, let's try to see and send a notification. Okay. To do that, we're going to use the Service Bus Explorer. Mm-hmm. That is a great tool to do debugging, especially here where you want to make sure that you have the correct tags.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can download it from MSDN. I already have it downloaded here.
Okay. And what one thing for the people who didn't go back and watch the last show?
Yes.
You're using Service Bus Explorer to just basically test this out really quick.
Yes.
But as far as a code base perspective, to send a notification towards one of those tags or whatnot, it's like three lines of code.
That is true. So
so you're just lazy, is what you're trying to say?
I am just lazy. It's really just three lines of code. Yeah. You can do it from C# with our .NET API. Yep. We do have a Node.js API.
Okay.
You can do it from mobile services really quickly.
Okay.
So it's really, really three lines of code.
Okay. So let's see it.
So we have to connect this. And to connect this, we need to find the connection string for my specific namespace.
Mm-hmm.
So in the portal, we're going to get the connection information for my namespace. Mm-hmm. Notice that this is not the same connection that we put in the
client
client app. That one has to be a lower writes connection string.
Yeah.
So once we have this, we enter our connection string, and this is going to show basically everything that we have in the portal.
Okay.
And we're going to put in the portal this same functionality. So it's just like a point-in-time solution.
Okay.
But what we can see here is that we can see all my registrations. I should see some registrations. And for some of our previous tests, in here, we see that we have one that is actually the one that we're currently running that is registered for New York.
Yep. Okay.
So whenever we want to target this person, this and all the devices in that same area, we can basically send a notification. So in here, I will just say hi to 10011, which is my zip code. And then in the tag, I'm going to target everybody. Everybody that has the zip code.
Yep.
So in this way, and of course you can send multiple messages, you can find all the zip codes that you're interested in.
Yep.
You can target everybody in the state of New York, everybody in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
When I send this, we should see here a toast.
There you go.
And here's the toast.
That's pretty cool. So it's it seems like I've built solutions with this, trying to do these types of things before. This makes it almost too easy. Like, there's a lot of complexity on the hood going on with that, though, right?
This is true. Well, one thing that I want to add is that the logic for keeping track of the location can be very complex, depending on the kind of app that you're making, and then so for instance, you might want to find out where people might want to find the location of people's homes, or like you want to track the favorite locations where they end up being most of the time. To do these things, you basically at the moment have to use the local storage, making sure that you remember what are the most favorite the most common locations, and then register for tags accordingly.
Okay.
But with tags, you're basically and using the reverse geocoding services, it's really, really easy to have this information inside your notification hub and being able to reach those people with three lines of code.
Yep.
Everybody that's in a certain location.
Okay, excellent. I guess one other thing which you are haven't mentioned, but I think you mentioned it to me off the show before, is notification hubs in themselves. Like, if you're in an enterprise perhaps that's building apps and you haven't used Azure ever before, notification hubs are actually one of the services that are sort of least friction to use from your, you know, enterprise.
That is correct. That
because
is correct.
I guess, for instance, sending notifications, you're already calling a third-party service. So, you know, if you were building an enterprise app and just calling directly to WNS and managing all this stuff, that or MPNS in Windows Phone's case, if you're trying to manage all this stuff, it's a lot of extra overhead. And realistically, from an enterprise perspective, you could see notification hubs as just, you know, an abstraction on top of that extra service.
This is true, and we make sure that you have all the elastic capacity when you need to send a broadcast to millions of people. Yeah. You might not need all those VMs all the time. What we do is that we make sure that you have that capacity when you need it, and when you don't need it, you're not paying for it.
Yep. So if you're having trouble, I guess, utilizing Azure from your enterprise, this may be a good entry point to show them, you know, what it's capable of.
Sure.
In a specific application scenario which you're trying to build. Cool.
Great.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for watching. I guess you'll find links to the Getting Started guide at the bottom of the show that Elio pointed out for Windows Phone. You have a blog specifically around this as well, don't you?
I'm going to blog this week one post about this thing that is going to provide pointers on also how to do these things for iOS and Android and Windows 8. This is not a Windows Phone specific thing.
Okay.
So we're going to make sure that all the platforms are covered.
Okay. Well, we'll get that down there as well. So what's your Twitter alias if someone needs to reach out to you?
Elio DiMaggio.
Okay, and this is Cloud Cover Show. Follow us on Facebook. Thanks again for watching.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.